Pirate's Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday. We're broadcasting live from the Alabama State House, third floor today. This is where they do confirmations, and when it's that time, they do reapportionment, which lately that's been up in the air. It's always a contentious topic, but it's a room. They've taken some of them down, but when I've done the show here in the past, there's a bunch of maps on the wall and things like that. So anyway, that's where we are today. So we'll come on the program. State Senator Andrew Jones. You've not heard from Senator Jones in a while. He's got a tough primary coming up on May 19th, but I guess at least with one less candidate, but we could talk to him. Always been a friend of this program, and he's mostly right on stuff. From time to time, really big on eliminating that occupational tax in his community. But we'll find out more from him. And also in the 11 o'clock hour, State Senator Matt Woods, one of the newer members of the State Senate, formerly of the State House of Representatives, but it represents Jasper, Walker County, I think maybe a little bit of Jefferson County and Tuscaloosa County. But joining us now, one of my favorite guests, he is from St. Clair County, Pell City, where we will kind of camp out during Talladega. But State Senator Lance Bell is with us. Senator, how are you?
Doing good, thank you. I'm still waiting for you to come on up to Talladega. Let's get you a ride around that track one day.
So I did the when I've
oh,
done.
Oh, you hadn't done the ride. We're gonna get you.
Oh, really? Because I did the ride. This had to be 2018. Grant Lynch was still running it, and we were talking because. Really, for some reason, we reached out to me, and the state was putting a bunch of money toward Barber's Motorsport Park down the road there. Like, well, how do we get, some of this economic development coming our way? And I didn't know all this stuff that they pay for those. When you go, the state troopers and all of the security out of their own pocket for Talladega.
Yeah, it's most places are in a... not saying a rich county, but a county that has good money where they can provide those in-kind services for security and
right.
The law enforcement, the medical, things of that nature. Well, unfortunately, Talladega County is not one of the rich counties. So everything from the business side, back then Talladega had to provide. It come out of their pocket, which was unusual for something that provides one of the biggest economic impacts in the state.
Because you go to Talladega, it's all out-of-state tags. It's not like what Auburn, Alabama.
You will have all 50 states where tickets will go to.
Right.
And anywhere from 25 to 27 countries. So it's not just the United States. It's other countries that are coming here, staying here. And if you go down, say, the Wednesday before the Sunday before the race, there's people already there.
Yeah.
They're out there a week in advance, a week and a half in advance, getting ready for Talladega. Talladega is just one of those tracks. And when they do, the Walmart parking lots, the grocery stores, everything, you'll see those motorhomes there. And it's before I got here, I didn't understand it as much. But I love seeing it because that's bringing money into the district and into the state.
So probably 90s, early 2000s was my heyday and really into NASCAR. I'd been to every – now they've added a bunch of tracks since then. I've been to race at every track. Always went to Atlanta, always went to Talladega, try to make most of the Daytona 500s. But you're right. It was just like some of these tracks, people show up 2-3 days before, maybe to Tuesday or Wednesday. But this is people mark this on their calendar and make a vacation out of it and spend the whole entire time camping out at the track there.
You have no idea the people that fly in. I'll tell you a couple that blew my mind years ago that their son was into NASCAR. But Mari Povich and Connie Chung made 3, 4, 5 races all in a row, flew into Talladega, went to some other NASCAR tracks. Well, one day we're standing around and they were running late, getting there that morning, and was giving them a hard time. And Connie just said, look, this track is the bomb. We do not want to miss Talladega. Our kid not only loves it, but we love Talladega. And then they hosted a few of us up there in New York and got to go see how taping of Maury's show and some of that. And it was just a really neat experience. The people you meet, the Duck Dynasty crew.
Yeah.
Those people are real. What you see is, with Cy and Willen, those are real people that they're on TV, but that they're just us out in the normal world. They've made it good. And it's fun getting to know those kind of people and being able to text back and forth with those kind of people.
I'll tell you what, I'll just make this a NASCAR discussion real quick, but NASCAR ever returns to what it once was. I mean, because the attendance is clearly not anywhere right. near what it used to be. You don't have backstretch grandstands anymore. That would be a big deal. Like, you know, they turned it into like a made-for-TV sport, I feel like. But if you ever got it back to where it was in the 80s and 90s, and like I said, the first decade of the 2000s, that would be a big shot in the arm. You know, two times a year for your part of the state.
Oh, absolutely. And believe it or not, the track is rented more during the year than people realize. There's rentals out there all the time. You have the driving experience out there. I think once a month they're out there, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I bet, you know, it's a different regime there now than it was back when I knew who was running it. But I need to take you up on that. We need to do another Talladega weekend.
And we do a radio show from there on a Friday.
Of race and weekend. They have those radio booths in the media center. It's a cool, it really is. I know you guys probably, you know, some of you may not be into this, but what they have done with the infield right there around where the pit road is you could go down there and you could, you know, like, they got a place where you could watch them where they work on the cars. They didn't have any of that.
They've really increased the fan experience.
Right.
To Talladega, spanked from the garage to the victory lanes, all in that one area. And if you buy that ticket, you're right there in front of all of it and get to see it hands on.
And they got like a little bar area where you could get your overpriced daiquiri or whatever.
Have you priced them? They are cheaper than going to the regular store, the regular Jack's, Dairy Queen, the Cokes and drinks and all that.
Well, I stopped drinking and like.
No, I'm talking about even soft drinks, your hot dogs, your hamburgers.
I haven't.
They're
even
only a couple dollars. If you're in that guest experience, there is phenomenal.
It used to be the opposite.
Yeah. Now, outside the track, it's still a little pricey probably, but inside there, in that guest experience, in the what they call that fan zone area.
Yeah, that fan zone.
It's really the big bills. The prices are cheaper than what you can go and get something at home.
But the only problem is you can't see the race as well as you could.
Big screens in there now, but you can hear it. But you can see the pit stops.
The pit stops.
From where those are
cool,
you can watch the pit stops.
Well, so a couple of times I've been able to go as like media, and you can go up in the, you know, they had a little tower to watch tower right. and all that. And it, like I said, it's worth checking out. Russell Brandon was who I was trying to think of.
Yeah, Russell.
Yeah, I haven't heard from
Russell's
him.
Russell's at Darlington now.
Yeah, well, that's where he
phenomenal.
Was from.
Phenomenal. Yeah. He's back at home with family. He left Talladega, went to Darlington to be closer to his family, and don't blame him for doing that.
Big, like David Pearson.
Very close. Yeah.
Hey, a couple of things you got working on here. You're alluding, Bill. Walk us through that.
Got it out of the Senate yesterday, and that was an important bill. We're seeing the same people that are running from law enforcement. And so what this did is add some enhancements and moved, if you're on a ankle monitor, if you're currently on bond, things of that nature, then it enhances it. We need to get those people off the street that don't care about anybody else. Every time they see blue lights, they run.
It's pattern of behavior.
Yes,
there,
and it's
right?
a pattern of behavior. So if it's a second offense within 5 years, it's enhancements. If it's a third offense within 7 years, it's enhancements. But let's get those repeat offenders off the road. And if they're on bond, why are they running?
Right.
Because they've done something else or they're avoiding something else.
Drugs or something, you know, on them, yeah.
I have to pick on him a little bit now since he's in the Court of Criminal Appeals. But, you know, Judge Richard Minor was our DA for a long time, and I think he would tell you see the same people over and over and over, or the same families over and over. And I can think of the days when I was with the sheriff's department back in the 90s, I mean, I hate to say it, but it was the same people you were chasing. I can tell you from pitting them back then. I remember I had a car that had 800 and something miles on it, brand new Crown Vic, and I pitted someone and it crushed the front part of my car, and I got yelled at pretty bad, but we got the guy stopped and we did the job. It's the same people.
You got to, right?
Like, you got to take – the quicker you take them out, the quicker you may save someone else's life from hitting an innocent person.
Right? It is. Because they're going to blow through a red light or they're going to whatever, go, you know, and we've seen the car chases.
It's dangerous for everybody, and they're running for a reason.
How often does that happen?
Along the I-20 corridor?
Yeah.
More than you realize.
I bet.
I would say 3 or 4 times a week.
That's a lot more than I would have thought. Yes. I would have said 3 or 4 times a month.
I would say 3 to 4 times a week. And it's stolen vehicles. We get a lot of hits out of Georgia coming over.
Yeah,
coming,
they I think come, you and I, last time you were on, were talking about
they
this.
Come over, they come over, and one was a Cadillac and went into Walmart, smashed the counter, stole a bunch of stuff, and took off in a Cadillac. And there's the chase, headed back to Atlanta. And it seems like we end up right inside the Georgia line is where they end up getting them. But, it's just, they don't care. If they don't, and the bad thing is, and we're getting that way in a lot of areas, if you don't respect yourself, how are you going to respect others?
Well, how often do they get away?
I'd say our sheriff department's got some people that probably could drive in NASCAR.
Yeah.
Because they do a lot of pitting, and our sheriff don't put up with it in St. Clair County. Very few of them get away. But the radio, they don't get away from that radio. People are down the road with spike strips.
This radio. Is a fast and furious, you know.
We got a couple of deputies. I don't care where they're at, but it seems like when they're on their shift,
So your colleague Arthur Orr, there's a different part of the state here that wanted to kind of limit those chases because you're unnecessarily jeopardizing public safety when you try to track one of these guys.
But if they know you can't chase them, it's just going to get worse. And I've talked about, me and Senator Orr have talked about that, and Talladega may come back up because what we're looking at is maybe figuring a way. You know, the troopers do all their pursuit driving training at Talladega Super Speedway on the inside of the track. There's a road course.
Right.
So they train on that road course and is maybe figuring out how to allow the other state or municipal agencies, sheriff's departments to come over there or come somewhere else and do some training on the driving. And I think that's why you don't see a lot of this with the troopers.
I didn't know that they trained that road course.
Every trooper class spends a week over there training.
Let me go watch that sometime.
You got to get the troopers on your side, and then that's who does that invite.
Come on, you got some fools.
And I don't mean by. You know, going down 65 headed home, getting them on your side right there, you know, speeding.
But. Well, we have a mixed relationship with Aaliyah.
I'm sure there's probably a way you could figure out, at least come out there and cover. It's really amazing.
I just want to see it because I didn't even know. I mean, I've known about the road course, obviously, but I didn't know that's
you know, and it's the one Harley Davidson used for years, that road course out there, testing their motorcycles.
Yeah.
Out there at Talladega. And so there's so much that goes on at Talladega, but Talladega does not charge the state of Alabama 1 cent for all the trooper classes coming through there and using it. There's National Guard is trained out there. There's so much that goes on out there that nobody realizes.
Yeah. I believe it. There's always something going on out there, you know, whenever I've been out there, which is, just a lot over the years, even when there's no race, there's stuff going on out there. Let's see here. Let's get a quick break in here. We got State Senator Lance Bell with us here on the program. We've got a few more minutes on the other side. We'll get to some other things. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Wednesday morning. We do appreciate you listening. Still with us here for a few more minutes. State Senator Lance Bell from Pell City. I'll put you on the spot here, Senator. What do you make of all the – well, and we won't talk about the other chamber, but just ALGOP and what's going to happen there, kind of the – where's – heading into this election cycle, Republican Party, a lot of turmoil, probably not good. But, I mean, even though we are in a very dominated Republican Party state, you served on the executive committee for years.
Jeff, it's too bad we're on the third floor. If we was on the seventh, I'd probably throw you out the window right now for asking me that. I love the Republican Party. Let me say that. I've been a part of it for a long time. I'm in a county that's high 80% Republican right. voters. I grew up in a time when, really, from the time I was in high school, my county has always been Republican. So I don't know a lot different growing up. And I hate to see the turmoil. I hate to see division. I hate to see those kind of things occur, whether it's at home in your family, whether it's in your business, whether it's in the Senate, the House, the legislature together, whether it's in anything. You never want to see the turmoil. You never want to see issues,
right.
especially issues in public. I have a problem whether you're in your business recording the supervisor,
yeah.
whether you're in whatever part of life and you're recording someone and then leaking that out. I do have a problem with that. I don't think that should ever exist. I think there should be consequences when those kind of actions occur, no matter what it is. If you're recording a family member, putting it out, but when you violate the trust of your other members and you violate the trust of others, I have a problem with that. I can see the speaker, the pro tem, have a tough job during the session. The pressure that's on them is unlike any other. And I did not realize that until I got here.
Right.
They're getting hit from every single person, every single way, on not only every bill that's filed, but every group. And it don't matter if it's a Republican group, Democrat group, independent group. There's groups for everything. And a lot of these groups are nonpartisan, and they're having to manage that every day. And one time when I saw Senator Reid's calendar when he was a pro tem, it was like, well, where do you build in time to sleep? And you see their vehicles at night a lot of times still up here.
Right.
You see the leadership's vehicles here early in the morning. You know they've run maybe an hour away for something that they're doing for the state, whether it's economic development. But at night, they're running, leaving here wide open, going somewhere. The pressure that's put on them. I can honestly defend the speaker on what we heard of the tape saying that, because he's managing so much. He's managing that floor. You got two budgets you've got to get to. And I don't know what was going on down there, but I could see him getting frustrated and saying what he said. Nobody's asked me. Nobody probably cares what my opinion is on that. But you brought it up.
Well, I
really wish you hadn't, but you brought it up. But I can see those words being said and being taken out of context. How many times have things been released and someone hears a portion of it? We've heard that from our president. We've heard it from others that they only hear a portion, and that portion sounds bad. But if you heard the whole caucus meeting, or if you heard the whole board meeting, or if you heard whatever you're in, then it's a totally different meeting, but somebody can take a few words out of context.
Right.
So I would have to say that I have to defend the speaker on this. I don't think what has been said was probably what he meant. I've had some conversations with the speaker in the past on things.
Yeah.
And I think he works his tail off and represents his body and his district, and he fights hard. And I hate what he's going through with all this.
Senator, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. We had music playing, but we do appreciate it. To do it again soon. I'll take you up on the Talladega stuff.
All right, and I'm going to take you by throwing you out of the window if you ask me a question like that again.
I could probably land on my feet. We'll be right back to FM Talk 106.5.